Facebook.com.
Why would they ever put chocolate-covered chippers from Widman's Candy, the world-famous Widman's Candy? Do you know where Widman's Candy started, Steve?
Absolutely. Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Not true.
No? Am I off?
You are.
I've been into Grandpa Widman's up there quite often.
George Widman's dad, as I understand it, started it in Crookston, Minnesota.
Oh, great-grandpa Widman.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
So the Widman name goes back so far. It was actually Minnesota first, and then to Grand Forks, and now, of course, it's spread everywhere. They're world-famous. Chocolate-covered chippers have gotten me more interviews on the radio than anything. It's
big hit in Washington, D.C.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, shout-out to all the Widmans. They're great, great folks, and tell you what, great Christmas gifts. And I don't know who brought those into the K-Fire studio today.
Somebody brought those in for Phil Parker, actually.
Phil Parker deserves them, for crying out loud. Did Mark Armstrong get any, or just Phil?
Oh, I'm sure Mark got his fingers in there, too.
Yeah, so anyway, we're ready to roll in another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, folks. I am Scott Hennen.
We'll get back to the phone calls coming up in a few minutes. I'm Steve Bach, and I did want to ask you, though, about your weekend, because I knew you had a Christmas concert this weekend.
I did, and there's probably not a parent within the sound of our voice that hasn't been to a Christmas concert, right? But so this will sound like, oh, yeah, big deal. But our kids go to Catholic schools, and last night the Christmas concert was all about the true reason for the season. And that just fills my heart. It's just unbelievable. In fact, this is partially a result of having a senior that you remember as this tiny little boy who is now a senior. And a freshman, actually, in the school choir last night was both our senior and our freshman. So the high school choir, Shanley High School's had their Christmas concert last night, and it was so extraordinary. They have a director, Rebecca Raber, who is just world class, and it was so good. It was in our church, and it was the Shanley High School choir, and so it was emotional. But it was good reminder that it's Christmas time, and Christmas ought to be Christmas. And when you're in a school that's able to celebrate the true reason for the season, do you know how they do this in public schools? They have to have a balance between secular, quote unquote, holiday songs and
screw that,
and songs that are about the reason for the season. Oh, I'm not kidding you. And
screw that.
This isn't a diss on the public school system. It's just wonderful when your kids go to schools that are able to do what the public schools can't. And that's what, that's what thankfully Catholic schools do, and, you know, parochial schools of many different faiths and denominations. And you know what? I think the great tragedy of the last legislative session, quite honestly, was this hold harmless, effort that would have said, look, if you're paying your tax dollars to a public school, but your kids are going to a private school, you'll get a tax credit. And we won't take anything away from the public schools, and it goes down. You know, it goes down. I mean, that was, in my view, one of the great travesties, because it's a big sacrifice to pay the public schools when your kids don't go there, and then pay the Catholic schools. But you do it for all the right reasons, your kids.
Yeah, you do it for the right reasons, but that's something that should have been fixed. If you don't want your kids to go to a public school, then they shouldn't have to pay into the public school system.
No, you're exactly right. It's something that needs to be fixed, and North Dakota has the bucks to fix it. Anyway, speaking of which, will North Dakota have the bucks to fix it forever? North Dakota oil production up 1% in October has some people freaking out. Are you freaked out, Steve?
I am not. It just, to me, it shows that there are some things we need to fix within the oil production side of things in this state. I'd like to see the tax, the production tax fixed, because we're not competitive with a lot of other states right now. We only had about a 5-year head start with horizontal drilling and fracking in this, and the Bakken here in North Dakota. That head starts eroding. You know, we're now 3 to 5 years ahead of most other shale plays.
Here's my play, though. If you won the lotto before the year's out, right? There's a big Mega Millions jackpot right now, $550 million. You win that, okay? And that's how you end 2013. But then in 2014, you make just a little bit less than you did the year prior. Is it a panic? No. I mean,
no.
North Dakota's won the lotto. It's unbelievable what's going on. And the fact that 1 month over the last month is up 1%, having people panic is absolutely ridiculous.
But I will say this, though, as a state, when you start getting addicted to that oil money and you start counting on that growth in the oil money because your spending is rampant. I mean, we're spending money hand over fist in North Dakota, not always for the right things, just because we have it to spend. That's not right either. So when you start getting addicted to that cash flow coming in the right circles politically, you do start having concerns about, wait a minute, only 1% growth, but we were budgeting on 5 or 6% growth. That's a dangerous road to go down.
We can talk about that today. We also spent a lot of time last hour. We want to get back to this topic as well, if you'd like to talk about it, about a TV reporter going into a school, breaking the law for a story exposing a lapse in school security. Is it ever okay to break the law? Want your answer to that question as well. And NDSU has a new coach. How about that, folks? Was he the right choice? We're going to talk about that today. Whole hour is yours at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. One quick K-Fire story, and then we'll get right to Pat, who's first up to go here from Fargo. At the concert last night, my in-laws, Jerry and Agnes Hammerlich, who are from Grand Forks, and Agnes grew up on a farm near Columbus, North Dakota. And I said, we just had a little time before the concert to chit-chat. I said, what radio station did you used to listen to in Columbus, North Dakota? You know where Columbus is?
No. Actually, it's one of the cities I do not.
It's northwest corner. It's up there north of Tioga Stanley, up further north, Crosby,
over the border.
Yeah, it's a little closer to the border. Anyway, so it's oil country right now. So I said, well, what station did you listen to? She said, K-Fire. Always. Grew up listening to 550 KFAR. A little later on, 910 KCGB came in, but KFAR. And so, little Columbus, North Dakota, the very first radio station on their radios, how many years ago, out on the farm, 550 KFAR, oldest radio station in North Dakota.
It's a beautiful thing.
Most listeners than any radio station in North Dakota. Pretty extraordinary. Proud to have it as our flagship. All right, let's get back to the phones. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Who's next?
Pat in Fargo, what's on your mind today?
Hello, guys. In my opinion, I think they need to really drop the hammer on this chick and KVLY. Ignorance is no defense of the law, and if they don't make an example out of her and KVLY, what's to keep the next nut job coming in there and using the same excuse as his defense when he may be trying to do some harm to our children? The Fargo School Board has, the onions, they should actually make an example out of KVLY and even kick them out of the school, ban them from the Fargo School District for 90 days, 180 days, whatever it is, and make an example out of these people right now, right here.
No sports, no reporting, no anything.
Nothing.
Is it a good law?
The law, they should be penalized too.
Is it a good law, Pat?
Yes, I think it is a good law. Why should I be able to say I have my permit to carry? Should I be able to come in there with my piece in my back pocket, and somebody finds out I have a handgun on me, should I be able to use that as an excuse? No, I'm breaking that law, too. I should be penalized, and I should be prosecuted.
Let's see if others agree with Pat. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I've been invited to speak at the Farm Festival building in Tioga, North Dakota tonight. So I'll be up there tonight. Looking forward to that, folks. Hope you come on out. And Monty is calling from that fine city of Tioga. Monty, what's on your mind?
Yeah, so I would like to know if that law actually has an enacting clause, because if it doesn't, it's not a law.
What's an enactment clause?
It's something that has to be done before it's a legal law. Even if it's passed and signed by the governor, if it's not done properly, it's not a law.
I don't know what that means. Just walk me through that. You must have a law enforcement background here.
No, I don't. I've been run over by the law, and I've been mistreated by the law, and I've learned a little bit.
Okay.
And call Heidi. Ask her to explain it to you. I'm not an expert in law. But I do know that if it doesn't have an enacting clause, it is not a legal law to be prosecuted.
I just don't get what an enacting law means. In other words, the legislature says, hey, we agree that you shouldn't be able to enter a school without permission. We're going to pass the law. That's the law. The sign's up. What do you mean? What are you suggesting has to happen before that's technically a law, an infraction of the law?
I told you I'm not an expert in law, but I do know that if it is not enacted into law in the law books, it cannot be legally enforced. Now, there's a difference between legal and lawful.
Interesting. Well, yeah, and I wasn't trying to make you the legal expert. I was just trying to understand, you know, in other words, when this law passed, is that your question? Is it actually on the law, on the books now?
No, I don't care when it was passed. I want to know when the enacting clause was put on the books to make it a lawful
law. Got it. We'll ask an attorney to call in and tell us exactly what you're calling about. Thanks for the call tonight. Hope to see you in Tioga, Monty. Back with more on What's on Your Mind after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Just in time for the holidays, it's Zimmerman's Factory Savings Event. Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman here at Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. It's a perfect time to take advantage of huge savings with instant rebates up to $1,000 and no interest up to 24 months.
Quality, value, selection, experienced, and knowledgeable people. It's all here at Zimmerman's.
We invite you to come in and see for yourself. We know you'll be pleased. And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
It's here, the odor-free guarantee from StopSmellNow.com, a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. If you've got stink, if you've got an odor problem, StopSmellNow.com has come to the rescue with this provisional patent on their odor cure. It's an odor medicine, so it's gone. Cigarette or smoke smell, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or a freezer. They guarantee it, folks. If the odor isn't removed, they give you your money back guaranteed. No questions asked. It's winter. It's getting cold outside. They want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated now so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And get a load of this deal. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off every product you order. Go to StopSmellNow.com. StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. StopSmellNow.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. And you can go to our Facebook or our website, whatsinyourmindradio.com. That'll take you to our Facebook or our Twitter accounts. More of your phone calls, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Or if you'd like to leave an off-air call, 855-200-1776. Just press 1. Let's go to Scott in Center. What's on your mind today?
I just wanted to say Holden and Heidi and Kramer never miss a chance at a photo op with our heroes. But when the rubber met the road, Kramer voted against these heroes. Looks like Hoven and Heitkamp's going to do the same thing. And E5,
hey, Scott, can you do me a favor? You called on Friday, too. I want to get the particulars of this so we can ask Congressman Kramer about it. Senator Hoven, next time he comes on, both regularly come on the program. Senator Heitkamp has chosen not to, but give me chapter, you know, I mean, just what you, when you say didn't stand up for our heroes, what in the budget deal is not providing funds for our heroes?
Let me finish and I'll tell you what it is. An E5, if he retires at 40 years old, is going to lose $83,000. That's not chump change for a grunt. An E7 will lose $123,000 during that same period. And for that and that reason alone, why are the people that give the most, you guys are all about patriots. You talk about it all the time. The lady you had on earlier has a great program. We all, most of us all, are for the patriots. They sacrifice the most, and they end up giving the most. You don't see the politicians cutting their pensions out to their limo services or their big fancy gymnasium up there or all the other things. In other words, there's a million other places that the cuts could have took place. Why are they cutting the military's pension benefits?
It's a good question. And my question is, was it part of the sequester that continues? Is it something new to fund something? In other words, did somebody cook this up to generate revenue? I've got a million questions on it, so we'll certainly ask. And, you know, you talk about heroes. One of my favorite highlights of Friday's program was Bob calling in on his way to Grand Forks, who told us about George Wenzel, remember that, who listens to us regularly in Minot, a World War II hero who, for the first time on a trip to Washington, D.C., told his son about those code talkers. And that's how that prompted this discussion about heroes. And that we need to do more for them. We've not done enough for any of them. So I don't disagree with you, Scott. I don't know whether it belongs on Heidi Heitkamp's shoulders, John Hoven's shoulders, and Kevin Kramer's shoulders, or it belongs on the people that have been running the show there for the last how many years in Washington, D.C. to put us in the mess we're in, however. And that's why we'll ask them the question. Appreciate the call. Thanks, Scott. Harlan and Devil's Lake, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hello.
Hi, Harlan, you're on. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the incident in the school. You know, your cohort there, his argument was about the Eric Snowden deal and comparing it to this doesn't really hold any water because here no one, even if it was supposedly for the greater good, no one here was hurt. I think the reporter was a hero because that reporter probably is an intelligent person and knew they may suffer some consequences for the greater good. And I have to reiterate, absolutely no one was hurt. And there probably will be some consequences, but I just really think that there's going to be a lot of good coming out of this. And I applaud the reporter.
So then you go back to the ends justify the means. No matter what it is, it's okay to break the law.
No, I didn't say no matter what it was. If you heard what I said, no one was hurt in this incident. And sometimes I said that a reporter probably is intelligent enough to know that they're going to suffer the consequences of doing this, but this was for the greater good of our community, the children, and everybody involved. And they brought something back into light that probably really needs to be looked at very seriously again.
Well, I would just say that, again, nobody got hurt. You're right. But that's a slippery slope, too, to say, okay, well, it was for the greater good. You did break a law, and nobody got hurt, so we'll let you off the hook. How you would enforce that, I have no idea. I agree with you, Harlan. Their heart was in the right place. The question is, how close do you go to that line to expose what is a flaw in the security system? Appreciate your call, though. Thanks for listening while you're driving. Hopefully safe and sound today. 800-228-0550. Who's next?
Devin. Devin, what's on your mind?
Hello, are you there?
Yes, go ahead, Devin.
I was calling in to answer on your question of whether it's ever okay to break the law or not. And I think you have to ask yourself, look back at our forefathers. Was it good for them to break the law to break away from England? I think you have to look at your own self and what a true democracy is, or a dictatorship. Just like you could compare it to Obamacare, if I understand they're implementing a tax charge on you if you don't follow Obamacare, that is definitely unconstitutional, and I know that I'm not going to pay that tax. And if the rest of the nation that is against it and wants democracy rather than a dictatorship stands against these kind of laws, they'll have to drop it because they can't make the whole nation a felon.
So your question is it a just law or is it an unjust law? This one's unjust, just like the founding fathers founded England, so they broke the law. They headed this way. They established the greatest country on the face of the earth. Now, my follow-up for you would be, Devin, are you really willing to put a reporter in the same shoes as the founding fathers? I mean, is the principle equal?
No, I'm not talking about this report or anything. I'm just going along with your question of whether or not it's ever okay to break the law.
So your answer to that is yes, but it better be really big. And is this big enough? Maybe it is with our kids and their security. I think that's a fair point. Devin, appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch.
What if a parent walks in, though, that would like to check out something with their kids? Something came up. They missed the sign. They don't sign in. Do they get a pass, too?
All questions that are prompted because this happened.
Valid points. Let's go to Greg in Bismarck. What's on your mind today, Greg?
Hey, good morning, guys. Beautiful day, huh?
Absolutely. Finally, a little bit of warmth.
Feels like it's 80 above out.
Right. I think what the gentleman called and asked about an enactment law, I wonder if he wasn't talking about the administrative rules that have to be written. You know, when the legislature passes a law, then the administrative rules have to be written on how it will be enforced and who will enforce it and that sort of thing. I wonder if that's what he was talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know at all, but that's a good question. I mean, that's why I asked for an attorney to call in, because he was saying that it all goes down to whether or not it had been enacted yet, and I didn't know what that meant. But, yeah, maybe that's the step there. Don't know. Good point, Greg. Appreciate the call. Steve Bismarck, got a half a minute, Steve, for you. Go ahead. Steve, you there?
Yes, I'm here. I just kind of wondered, you know, you talk about these laws enforcing them and such. You know, every bar has a sign on liquor store under 21 you cannot enter, and yet the police send people in there to break the laws to see if they can't, if these underage kids can buy booze and stuff. So I think you've got an enforcement problem. One size doesn't fit all here.
That is a great point. I never thought about that. Thank you for the phone call. Wow, that's...
I think we'll try and line up an attorney tomorrow on the program to maybe deal with some of these questions on the different, comparisons here. Great point. More coming up, folks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, you'll want to check out North Dakota's newest and best truck wash, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. With freezing temperatures, now's the time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your vehicle. They have 2 heated bays, $3.5 million facility, and you know what? They can take care of Bakken mud. They also have great VIP service with coffee, free Wi-Fi, relax in front of the big screen TV, take a hot shower while they take care of your truck and get rid of the most extreme mud, dirt, and ice conditions found anywhere in the U.S. with this state-of-the-art facility. Now with all new hours, open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Get a load of this. Get 10% off between 7 p.m. and midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Give them a call. They'll guide you in. 701-628-1550. 701-628-1550. You'll find them just south of the Senex off Highway 2, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at 8139 61st Street Northwest in Stanley, North Dakota. The all-new North Dakota Truck Wash. Check out the new facilities, and you'll love the good folks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They know how to clean Bakken trucks.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We have Scott, Kathy, and Tom waiting to weigh in that order. This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon.
And I'm Steve Bakken.
This hour of the program brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Holy buckets, folks. That's what folks say about the booming Bakken. And that's why folks from all across America are coming to here for the great state of North Dakota, bringing how many good jobs and careers in this great state? You can't even calculate it. And, of course, that helps to solve the challenges of our state's growth as more, the state's growth as well. To find out more about the North Dakota Petroleum Council and about thousands of good jobs being created in North Dakota by this great industry, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Back to Scott in a minute after we tell you about the best sprayers on the planet.
Bar none. Absolutely the best. Apache sprayers. In fact, here's what one owner said about Apache sprayers. We didn't look anywhere else because we had our Apache for 9 seasons and had so few breakdowns. It was just very impressive. I was surprised with the resale value on it. It was almost as much as we paid for it new. It's a win-win for me. It's going to cost me less to buy, and it's going to cost me less to own. What more can you ask for? It doesn't matter what piece of equipment you're buying. Those are the two things you want, the lowest cost and the best return on your investment. And I know what's giving me both. Apache sprayers offer maximum to-the-ground technology, maximum efficiency, power with fuel savings, and simplicity. The Apache sprayer is the only sprayer with a 5-year standard warranty. You can see them at High Plains Apache in Frontier and in Mandan, North Dakota.
Scott in Billard is next on What's on Your Mind. Do you say it Billard, Scott?
Dilworth, yes.
Oh, Dilworth. Okay, Dilworth, Minnesota.
That's us.
What's on your mind, you Scott?
Well, you know what? I actually watched that broadcast, so I can truthfully say I'm an informed viewer. I usually don't watch KVOI at that time. The point, I think, is being lost a little bit here. From what I understand, that came in on their whistleblower hotline, and it came in for some concerned parents that had already addressed it with the school administration. And they were concerned that there was being people were being allowed access and not governed. And from that, I can take a lot from. You might have a statute, but if you don't have anyone there backing up that statute, either by video or by a person standing there, a guard or a school resource officer or even someone hired by the school just to greet people coming in the door. And I think the Fargo School District got a little embarrassed when they interviewed the superintendent, which was the last part of the broadcast, and I think they were caught with their pants down, and they're trying to divert some attention away from themselves.
Well, you have a point about, okay, parents concerned, tell the school, they don't do anything about it, but is it then okay to go break the law to get this fixed? I mean, I would think what I would do if I was a parent, I was talking to the principal, talking to the teachers, not getting attention, I'd go to Jeff Schatz, who is the superintendent of Fargo Public Schools, and say, I've done A, B, and C, nothing's happened. And you know what? I'm going to go tell the newspaper, tell the radio station, tell the television stations until you fix it. And then he'd be able to be on TV to say, we heard the concern, here's what we did. Instead, this is sort of a gotcha thing, and again, they're breaking the law. I mean, I agree with what you're saying as far as the problem being exposed, and that's why I think we've said here their heart's in the right place, but is it okay to break the law?
Well, I was in law enforcement for 15 years, and sometimes there's laws on the book that you just kind of shake your head on. You enforce them because you've taken an oath, but sometimes you just wonder who did what, why, and how did it get to you? Well, all I can say with that is they approached the school. The school failed to do something about it. They had to take a more serious step. How often have we seen and heard after some nutcase has shut up a school that the public did not take enough concerning interest to try to get this resolved before it got to that far? The gun shop shouldn't have sold the gun. The school should have had people monitoring the doors. The police should have had a more rigid enforcement of school times. They always come up with this stuff after the fact. From what I see, this is the first instance someone took it upon themselves to before the fact.
Proving your point about there being a lapse, the security policies at the Fargo Public Schools have changed as a result of their story, according to KVLY. So they exposed something that is being fixed. How they got it fixed, I guess, is how we're talking about it. Does the ends justify the means on how they got it fixed? And you raise some interesting questions. We'll see if others agree with you. Who's next?
Scott, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Kathy in Erie. Kathy, what's on your mind today?
I agree with the policeman that was talking before. But also, I kind of know about reporters. And when they start grandstanding and they're more into doing the gotcha thing instead of, you know, going ahead and reporting it and stuff. It's kind of like I'm going out on the street and finding out how easy it is to take a little kid without the parents' permission. Would that be acceptable? You know what I mean?
I do.
And then also, like, if they went into a store and wanted to show everybody how easy it was to shoplift without getting permission or whatever from the store.
You know what I love about this program is these callers, far smarter than you and I, Steve, and they make you think. I mean, there's a great analogy. If I headed to Target, you know, by the Kirkwood Mall later today, and I snatched somebody's kid while they were pulling a toy off the thing and ran out of the store, panicked some mother, and I said, well, no, I was only doing it to show you how easy it is to steal your kid.
Yep.
Have I just exposed the security lapse in that mother, or have I broken the law?
Right. It's great that they say, expose maybe some security risks or whatever. But when they actually go and break the law to do it, I don't think that should be done.
Very good point. Where are you calling from? Is it Erie?
Yeah.
Where is Erie?
It's over by Page.
It is,
North
huh?
Dakota. Yeah.
The home of my buddy from Concordia College, as a matter of fact. Yes.
So, yeah, I call in every once in a while.
Well, I'm glad you did. Glad you're listening. In, what radio station are you tuned into there in the beautiful Erie, North Dakota?
1100.
AM 1100, our Fargo affiliate. We appreciate you calling, Kathy. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
And who is next there, Mr. Bakken?
Let's go to Ron in Bismarck. Ron, what's on your mind today?
Hello, guys.
How are you?
Remarkably well, thank you. Say, in 1973, when the Roe versus Wade case was pushed through the Supreme Court on lies and distortions, it forced North Dakota to become an abortion state. So So do you break laws that are unjust for a just reason? Ask 32 babies this year that are 19 years old, because two of us broke the law back in 1994, November of 94, and closed the abortion chamber for the day and saved 32 babies' lives, knowing we would probably be put in prison, and they were saying up to 6 years, and we were willing to do it. So would you break an unjust law? I say absolutely, and we better be in America, because we're being dictated to by the politically correct to just follow along like the, having our little rings in our noses like the pigs.
But, Ron, let me ask you this.
Yes.
First of all, I believe your premise is the idea of taking innocent life in the name of health care is absolutely an unjust law. Could not agree with you anymore. It is today's Holocaust. It is as bad as slavery was, as bad as what happened, in Hitler's Germany. I couldn't agree with you anymore. Clearly an unjust law. Do you really put this particular issue? Now, I'll give you, it's about protecting kids, but a reporter, sneaking past the school gate, and that is, do you see this as an unjust law?
Oh, not the least. Do you know that group called Project Veritas, James O'Keefe and those guys? They're going and exposing all of this garbage going on in the government and then bringing it to a head where people are being fired, people are being thrown out, people are being chastised, people are being rebuked for the laws they're breaking. So it's called Project Veritas. Remarkable bunch of young pups.
Yeah, they're good. They've done some great undercover work, but they didn't break any laws.
Well, Murray Landrieu thought so. The one guy was given a 10-year sentence, 3 years of it under house arrest, James O'Keefe himself, because they walked into her office undercover, and she was threatened, and they got a 10-year sentence, so yeah.
But you've lost me a little bit in this sense. Do you side with the reporter, or do you side with the school and the law enforcement officials that said you've broken the law here?
If I'm a reporter and I break a law in order to make a point, I better be willing to face the consequences. Yes, period. Whether he was saving babies or whether it is, like they say, abducting a child. How stupid to compare these things. But if they broke a law, then they have to realize there's consequences to breaking the law, even being right.
But appreciate the call very much, by the way, and great to hear from you in Bismarck today. The previous caller was from Page, and I had a senior moment. I was trying to remember John Pierce's last name, but John Pierce is from Page, North Dakota. So I always think about
that have been a senior moment, Scott?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The Brass Rail Bar in Page, North Dakota.
I've been there.
And you've been there?
Yes.
It's in Bonanzaville.
Yeah.
They actually moved it to Bonanzaville. But a lot of history there, and John Pierce is a good guy from Concordia College. So great to hear from Page, North Dakota. Great to hear from Ron and Bismarck. And what do you say? Should we go to Barnes County next?
Yeah, one more time. Let's go to Barnes County before we have to hit the break. David, what's on your mind today?
Well, I spent 22 years as a reporter, and I say kudos are due to KVLY and the reporter. And Ron was right. If you're going to break the law, you better be prepared to face the consequences. In this case, I don't think there should be any consequences because the school district's just screwed up something fierce. And he did not sneak in. He walked in.
Appreciate the call, David. Tom emails, those school sign-in laws are only making people feel like they are doing something. They don't deter anyone with the intent to do evil. Let me be dramatic for a minute. School shooters have no intent of ever going home. Laws don't scare them at all. Also, the guy in the trench coat with a bag full of Skittles and no pants isn't going to worry about one more little law. Use some common sense, folks. Schools need someone to actively work security, just like the NRA proposed. Thanks, Tom. Back to more of your calls on What's on Your Mind. Straight ahead. Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hill.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hennon. Around the region, a little balmy right now. Bismarck, Mandan, 33 this hour. Williston, 31. Dickinson at 34. Minot, 28 this hour. In Bowman, they're at 31. Jamestown, 24. Devil's Lake, 25. Grand Forks, 18. A little chilly as you head east. 12 degrees in Fargo this hour. Miles City, Montana at 30. Rapid City at 37. Mobridge, 34. Pier, 35. Aberdeen at 10. And Lemon at 31 this hour.
And for our listeners in northwest North Dakota and the Boomin' Bakken, there is icy travel possible this afternoon and evening. The National Weather Service Bismarck has issued a special weather statement suggesting you might want to be cautious because of those westerly winds gusting to 30 miles an hour. Got a nice temp today, but the winds are blowing all across northwest into north-central North Dakota. That'll be this afternoon and evening. The combination of the winds along with the recent snowfall resulting in areas of blowing and drifting snow with temperatures hovering around freezing this afternoon. Wind-driven snow across highways and sidewalks may briefly melt, then refreeze, resulting in icy spots and very hazardous travel. Some locations impacted include along a line north of Highway 2, Highway 83 from Wilton north to the Canadian border, and Highway 52 from Carrington northwest to Crosby. Be alert to changing road conditions. Slow down if you encounter any blowing snow and avoid the use of cruise control. Cruise control is a big thing. Just don't use it. You can't when you don't know. I'm headed for Tioga tonight, invited to speak in an event, and that'll be at the Farm Festival Building in Tioga on Highway 40 at 7 o'clock tonight. So if you're coming out for that, make sure you drive carefully, folks, and looking forward to that very much.
You know, Margie brings up a great point. She emails in, says, I'd like to know if the school was breaking any laws by not providing the security that we as parents assume that they have.
There's been a lot of great questions raised by a great audience today, and I think they're all valid. I don't know that there's the right side or right side. I just always fall down and saying, somebody brought up the laws on abortion. Somebody's brought up what Snowden did on our national security laws. We've talked about, you know, several different analogies where we're connecting these dots. Some folks went back to the founding fathers breaking the laws of England, right, to ultimately to leave. So, yeah, it's happened, and it happens. But I don't know if this one rises to that level. Is, you know, when, to me, example being on the abortion issue, you fight to change it, right? You don't like Obamacare, you fight to change it. You dislike the law, you challenge it constitutionally, you overturn it, you change the law, you do what you can do. And I think that's what needs to be done here rather than say, oh, the report is fine. That law, you don't need to worry about. This one, you do. How do you do that? 800-228-0550. Diane in Underwood called earlier on this point, and she has kids in the Underwood school system. Had another point she wanted to add. Joins us again. Hi, Diane. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Oh, we lost Diane.
She's gone.
Yep. So let's go to Wes. Wes in North Dakota. What's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, the one question you're asking is whether this reporter broke the law and whether she should suffer some consequences, right?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that they broke the law because the law is, okay, here's the sign. You can't come in here without permission. The sign was up on the door of the school, so I don't see there's much doubt here that the law was broken at all.
So she should suffer some consequences,
right?
Is what you're thinking, right?
Well, I guess.
So let's talk about some NDSU football players who broke the law. Did they suffer any consequences?
Administratively.
The thing about it is if you're going to be fair about everything, then let's be fair about it. You keep saying we got such a great nation, which we do, but there's a lot of flaws to it. And this person broke the law to make something better, not worse.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I think what you're talking about, Wes, is the enforcement of the law. In other words, what is the, okay, we agree a law was broken. Now, what is just punishment? Judge is going to sit there and say, look, they fixed this stuff now.
Should she go to jail or should she have to shovel somebody's sidewalk for a week?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know? Send her over to my house.
And that's the next debate. And by the way, we're efforting an interview with Wayne Stengem on a couple of different issues. But one of them, you know, since we've had some questions today from the legal perspective, and I know that's we're working on having that happen this week. We'll certainly add that question to Wayne because we're going to talk about some tweaks in the DUI law. He doesn't think they're necessary. Others do on the legislative side. But is it legislators that are? No, it's more lawyers. It's defense lawyers that are looking for changes.
Both, and the legislators. A lot of legislators are looking for problems because they took the latitude out of the court system, and that's one of the biggest problems. Let's get one more quick call in. Thanks for the phone call, Wes. Ted in Minot, you got a couple seconds here.
Hello?
Ted, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, didn't realize it was me. Just real quick, you know, we need to draw a little distinction when we're talking about the general population and reporters. You know, we have freedom of the press in the First Amendment of the Constitution, and I think we need to be a little bit careful. It can be a slippery slope, but they're there to keep the government in check, and we need them to feel free to go and do what they need to do, to protect sources, to do things, and so I think that they need to be held accountable, but there should be a little bit of a different standard when it comes to reporters. They're very important, I think, to our society.
I think that's why we're having this debate, Ted. Agree that there's some value there without question. Thanks for the call. One more quick one. Mark and Bismarck, you got a half a minute.
All right. Real quick, I don't know if you're going to hear me, but I think on a daily basis, the president is breaking the law, either by not enforcing or choosing what he wants to enforce through his attorney general and Obamacare.
You're right. And what do we do about it? We challenge it. That's why, quite honestly, my point is on all this stuff where, well, we're not going to force that part of the law. It's up to members of Congress to challenge it in the courts and take it on. Change the law if you don't like it. I agree with you, Mark, and there's no consequences for him.
Yeah, but in that case, though, with the Obamacare, they changed the rules midstream on that by changing the language while it was in the court.
True. Folks, we'll do it all over again tomorrow, live from the Bakken. With Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting and more on What's on Your Mind. For Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hennon. God bless you. Bye-bye.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.